Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Sirius XM 31. We are coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. It is the beginning of the summer schools tour. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band back on the road again.
We're here, you know. Here we go. That 5 months just went by like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Buffett, in case you weren't aware.
yeah. Hello out there, everybody.
I know. Welcome back to work, Dad. I mean, it seems like just yesterday we were in Hawaii, but...
Doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah. No, but actually, you know, it's been kind of fun because though we have been off for most of the winter, there were little sprinkles of activity in there that we did because I've kind of discovered in these later years that it's kind of good to kind of keep everybody kind of working a little bit, including myself. It kind of keeps you on your toes like anything else. So, you know, we did Hawaii. I went down and played a few shows down in the Caribbean at the Margaritavilles in Cancun and in Cozumel and in Grand Cayman. Did a little show or two over and one in Key West we did.
Oh,
went to Jamaica.
We were all over the place.
We kept kind of busy down here in the Caribbean. So in the process of that, we were doing a little bit of work, which all adds up to this tour. So we had the summer school tour on our minds when we were doing that. So we just came out of a week of rehearsal in Charleston, South Carolina, where we always like to go when we're on this coast. It's just everybody there is very nice to us. And for all those people around here from Atlanta, they know. I don't have to tell you all about Charleston. So that's where we're rehearsing. And here we are back in one of the two main places that started it out for me many years ago. So Atlanta is always a great place to be, to play. And I'm not sure how long it's been since we actually started a tour here, but... And then plus we try to get in after the Masters and before the heat wave.
Yeah, which is good. And actually it is. It's perfect sort of a little bit of chill spring weather.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Nice weather. There's a little hay fever in the air out there, people.
Oh, so tell me about it. You know,
sneezing
spring.
And ragweed and the kudzu is blooming. But we're very excited. I got to tell you, I've been doing this a long time and this is a pretty exciting tour to put together. So we're doing a couple of things new here this year that we can talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I know in Hawaii you did a couple new songs, Hurricane, mm-hmm. and I know that you're working up a lot of new material for the...
Yeah, we got a lot to drink about out there. That's a work in progress, you know?
Yeah, right? I mean, it keeps continuing.
I mean,
that can go on. You could have 20
Michael,
verses in that song.
I ain't even gotten to Michael Phelps or redoing the Somali Pirates. But I want to go on record that I was on the Somali Pirates way before they became a worldwide band or something.
Oh, my goodness. That stuff is crazy.
They'll have a band soon, probably.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And, I mean, it's great. Atlanta's such a great town, and I know we were talking about it, and it's crazy to think, but, you know, when you think about You Had to Be There, which is, you know, one of the great live records, your first real live record, I mean, that was recorded here 31 years ago.
At the Fox Theater.
At the Fox Theater, in between there and the Maurice Guffman and Gusman in Miami,
yeah.
My hometown.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. That's all I can say. And it amazes me because I'm not a person that looks back much. But these days I kind of have. I was in putting this tour together with our kind of new little tricks and things that we're putting in there. I had to go back and do some research and things like that little fact that you just brought up. And I was looking at Tom Corcoran's book of me in the Key West years, and I went, wow, did I have a good time? But, boy, was that a long time ago. And then always the age of your children comes into that,
well,
which we won't even discuss.
We can talk about it.
And, well, a pirates looks at 30, I guess that's
yeah. That is happening. I'll have to name my 30.
But all of those things, it's, you know, you look back, and the great thing about it, it's been one hell of a run. Who would have ever thought? And then here we sit. Still doing it, still having fun, and still hopefully writing new songs, which I think, but what it does give you is kind of a vantage point that few people get to simply, you get to kind of do what you want out here based on your experiences and your time. You know, I've been reading, what's the book I was just reading? The Outliers. 10,000 hours it takes to get good at anything. Yeah. So
I think you're probably to master status
it.
At this point.
I did it. I read it. I added up my days on the road. I'm well past 10,000
hours. Well
past,
right? Yeah. I mean, geez Louise.
If you don't know about it and you're looking for yourself in life, just go. This is a pretty good book to read. Anyway.
So. Malcolm Gladwell, Outliners.
Yeah,
it's an excellent
Outliners.
Book.
Pretty cool.
All right. Well, I guess we'll let you get to work here. It's a beautiful night in Atlanta, and this is always a great place to play. The crowd's awesome. And
yeah, we got Nadira out in the plaza ahead of the show tonight, her hometown. Beautiful night in Atlanta. We're ready. We've been ready to go for about 4 days. We were up doing it last night. We went, haven't we rehearsed this enough? Let's go. So we're ready, and let's go do it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and stay tuned for Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer
Band.
Thank
you, Hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta, here on Sirius XM 31, coming to you from Lakewood, Atlanta, Georgia. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band Summer Cools Tour.